Well, I definitely think that the Senior Bowl really helped me out a lot, you know, just kind of get my name out there, because people probably just saw me just get bubble screens a lot and not really see if I'm, you know, a really good receiver. So I think the Senior Bowl just really gave me a chance to showcase my, you know, my talent and my skill level. And I was out there just trying to make every play possible at the Senior Bowl.
Are you a track guy playing football or football guy?
I'm a football guy that just so happens to be able to run track. Yeah, definitely. You know, it's, you know, like if you get tripped up, you know, if you get tripped up in football, you know, my legs are just able to turn over a lot faster than probably like a normal football player would be able to, just because we work on turnover speed and just, you know, getting your legs to turn over as fast as possible, even if you do get tripped up. So I think just certain things will translate over from track to football. So they definitely, you know, balance each other out and help me out as much as possible. I mean, I'm not really sure. You know, the last receiver I really talked to is Chancey Stuckey. You know, he's still playing. He's with the Cleveland Browns last time I talked to him. You know, he's been doing really successful at the next level. So, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, just keep it going, you know, following right behind him, because he's the guy that I watched when I actually was at Clemson. So he's a big part of, you know, everything that I have done. I learned a lot from him, and I just, you know, I have to give my hat to him. That was amazing. I mean, you just see a guy out there just giving like 110% every time he touched the ball. And just watching just the certain things that he does, you know, I find myself stopping just like watching him as he runs sometimes instead of running behind him. I mean, I know nobody's going to catch him, but I mean, you know, just watching that guy play, I mean, sometimes I'd be like, wow, like really, like did he do that? Like especially that kick return he did against Maryland. I mean, I was blocking, but, you know, at the same time, I was, you know, watching him at the same time. And, you know, as soon as he broke, I just wanted to run right there with him. And I didn't even know his shoe had actually came off when he was actually running. So afterward, he was like, man, my shoe came off. I was like, dude, I didn't even know that.
Did you not get enough of a chance yourself to showcase your skills as a turn guy at Clemson because CJ was there when you were there?
I mean, we both were back there all the time. But, I mean, the way that we did our kick return this year was just a little different because we had three people back there, you know, in case they would try to kick it away from them, they kick it up short. And then on punt return, you know, we alternated a lot more. With being the off and on returner. So, I mean, you know, any chance that we did get a chance to return it, we tried to make everybody pay. But a lot of people kicked it away from us, too. So that played a big role in why we didn't get a lot of returns and punt return.
How big of a role did coming out of Fort Union Military Academy playing at this point?
I think that was the best thing that happened to me in my life, you know, because that just kind of changed me as a person overall. And, you know, I got a chance to go out there. I got a chance to go there and play, you know, and get a lot of scholarship offers from the prep school, because I really didn't have any coming out of high school. So I think it just gave me a chance to, you know, showcase anything that I could do coming out of high school and play against, you know, people that were actually in college just on the JV squad. I'm just trying to just, you know, better myself any way that I can, and, you know, just show everybody that, you know, I'm here and I can play football and not just run track. I think they'll get a player that's really smart, tough, and, you know, knows how to play the game exceptionally well, and brings a lot of speed and explosiveness to the game too.
What has Deshaun Jackson and what has he done for smaller receivers and, you know, trying to make it to the NFL level? I mean, has he given you more confidence now that you could actually be successful in the NFL?
Yes, I definitely think he's definitely given us a lot more confidence. You know, just because, you know, if you see a smaller guy out there doing it in the NFL, you know, that definitely gives you a lot of hope and a lot of wisdom, too. Just to know that, you know, if he can go out there and do it, then I definitely know that I can get a chance to go out there and do the same thing and shine and just be successful at the next level. My touchdown pass? Because I had been throwing a lot in practice. We had a lot of trick plays in practice, but I'd always be throwing, like, tight spirals. And, you know, Coach Sweeney would always mess with me, like, yeah, we do need to throw it. And then Coach Napier just ended up calling it one day in the game. And, you know, I was ready for it, and I threw my first touchdown pass.
Do you think you could end up doing all that stuff in the NFL?
Yes, sir, I think I can. I know I wouldn't mind doing it at all.
You have a goal in mind for the
Yes, sir, I do. But I think I might keep that one there to myself, though. I don't want to give it away.
What do you view as your biggest adjustment to the next level?
What I think my biggest adjustment is? I think probably just adjusting to the speed and, you know, being around, you know, bigger guys and people that are going to be just as fast as me. You know, I'm just going to have to play a lot faster than I was in college. You know, you always got to adjust to the speed of the game, because I know coming out of high school, college was going super fast for me, but now, but then it eventually slowed down for me, and I just started coming into my own and developing very well.
What's your best sprint
time? The 60, it was a 6.51, and the 100, it was a 10.01.
What would you say your greatest on-field strength, skill-wise?
Definitely my explosiveness and my speed. You know, the ability just to run away from somebody. And then, you know, whenever I do get the ball, just trying to make a play and just be explosive. You're welcome. Me, I'm fast. I mean, I wouldn't mind at all. I mean, I've actually always been a Colts fan since I've been growing up. You know, I like the Dolphins too. You know, I do track them, you know, because we do have a few players on our team that do play with the Dolphins. So anytime I do get a chance to go home, I always try to hit them up and, you know, get up with them and try to hang out. I'm just a big Peyton Manning fan ever since he was at Tennessee. Like ever since he played against my brother from Florida State, I've just always been a big fan. No, I mean, it hasn't sunk in, but, I mean, I definitely wouldn't mind that at all.
You say you don't want to talk about it before you go, but you guys talk about it among yourselves? Is it trash talk among the fast guys?
No, I really haven't heard any trash talk. But, you know, I mean, I just don't want to, you know, talk about it and then, you know, jinx myself with doing it. You know, I just kind of just want to go out there and just let it show for itself. That I'm a great individual off the field more than anything. You know, I'm a very humble guy. You know, I'm a great personality. I'm easy to get along with.